Listen to tidbits.
Oh, it's playful with the lads. There's a microstar in everyone, a hero in your hand. They're the greatest players, the best is in the land.
Tidbits. Afternoon, chums, and welcome to a very special edition of the Tidbits Pod. This gorgeous sound you're hearing here was the bus pulling away, and I'm in Croydon's fashionable South End. Can you imagine? But yeah, for the people that are keen to detail, quite near the Swan and Sugarloaf. And then I'm going to chuck down, walk through Purley, up through Kenley, and then eventually Whiteleaf up the hill. There we go. To an international listener, that's what we call that's the pilgrimage of dreams. It's going to take me about an hour odd, so we'll see how long I can keep this going with the talk and whatnot, but episode 34, what a milestone. It's been one of those days today, sort of started out, brah, such a day, but then it chucked down. I was, I went up to Brockwell Park near Brixton. I thought I'd have a little mooch, but yeah, bloody nice. So, alright, let me see if I can get a better route than this. It's going to be pretty loud, but I know actually this ain't too bad. But what to talk about today? I've been loving watching a lot of football, watching the Euros, and I love that they'd normally have that kind of, you know, the sleazy fan cam person behind the camera that's just sort of, you know, scoping down at attractive women in the crowd and whatever. But this time, I mean, particularly with the England games, they're finding all the absolute wreckers, all the legends. Like, big lads, tops off, tears sort of smudging their makeup. You know, I'm going to cut up here. This is called Nottingham Road. I'm going to go have a little off-grid walk here. This could be nice. See the grounds of Trinity. But, does look nice here, though, to be fair. Give them that. Little lads, bit of a cricket pitch. Arena, whatever they call it. And, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the England fans, amazing. Like, all with their kind of vacant expressions and regret. But I mean, that's what you want to see, isn't it? That is what you want to see. Not just, generic crowd. But if you're ever in one of those fan cams, like in a stadium, and you sort of half clock yourself, I mean, the trick is actually not to react. You just got to sort of keep doing what you're doing, because that's what's drawn the camera to you. Because, as soon as you react, that's when the camera's going to switch to someone else. So all you're seeing on that camera is just a series of sort of fans having fun and then getting surprised and then sort of trying to get their mates' attention and pointing. And then it cuts away. But I mean, I'd love to see one of those ones, like if they just maintained it and they never sort of, you know, did the, oh my God, that's us! Oh my God! Like, you see that and it just immediately cuts away. You're like, oh, But I wonder how long they'd stay on that, like a sort of, almost like a game of chicken, wouldn't it? So whatever, do that for me if you can. I wasn't expecting this to turn into a hill, but I'm at the entrance of the school now. No, that's a bit bloody weird, isn't it? It's not term time. But kind of looks like a castle or something or nothing. About 20 past eight at the moment, so we've still got a bit of light. And what else have I been doing? Went down to, London's fashionable deep south last night, Caterham, to see my mate Reggie. And yes, Caterham's still London, I think just about. Well, greater London, greater than London, too far. But I was sort of back near where I was talking about that sort of nervous So Solid Crew guy that's easily startled. The Crikey! Oh, that guy. But oh my god, the houses are well nice up here. Oh, shack construction. That's nice. I wonder if I'm going to get shouted at from anyone's garden or anyone's going to release the hounds. This is living, guys. This is it. This is bloody lovely. But let's get off the Euros as a topic, because I think that's sort of being done to death. And you've obviously got a million times better Euro chat on the market, so go and listen to a good one instead. Quickly, Kevin or such. Five Live. Jesus Christ. I wonder if no one's ever heard of Five Live. Whatever, but what I do want to get going, talking to Euros in a halfway, like, why does no one call Harry Kane the Hurricane? You know, I thought that's why he'd sort of gone Harry instead of Harold. But said it the other day, and I was trying to make chips. It doesn't seem to be a thing, but maybe that's a thing with Tottenham fans. Is that a thing? Do they call him the Hurricane? Maybe it's just too shit, too on the nose, but let's make it a national thing. Get him going. Hurricane! And then obviously he can go into, he can be one of the gladiators when he retires. Oh my god, I'm going to see someone famous around here. Look in the mirror, baby! No, but these houses are amazing. I think you're probably going to get the security out for me soon. But talking of like names that kind of connect like that, which we weren't, we are now, but I got kind of sidetracked, went down the Harry route, and Harry Styles, that kind of sounds like hairstyles, doesn't it? Harry Styles, hairstyles, kind of a perfect name for a kid with lovely hair, isn't it? Back to football. Tyrone Mings. I mean, could be a hygiene thing. Have you heard that Tyrone hasn't washed in 3 days? Yeah. Tyrone Mings. lovely stuff. But that's all I've sort of got on the name. So help me out if you fancy. Apart from, there is that German player called Leroy Bacon Sane. I think that's been done. Is that Bob Mortimer? But yeah, Leroy Bacon Sane is a fucking ledge. The 34th episode bonanza. Up the energy. Let's get into this thing. So, did have a nice little moment earlier. I set the scene, bit of background. My, it's getting busy, baby. But yeah, my hot water at home is broken, and so I've just been going down to the gym to shower, and like, well, into Central Croydon to have a little wash and whatnot. But a bit of a mission, but fine. And yeah, got into my cubicle thing, all's looking good, press the button, and the water's freezing. So I was like, ah, oh, fuck. So yeah, I'll wait 30 seconds, cycle ends, try again, still freezing, not warming up. One more try, freezing. This story's got some good jeopardy, but cold water. So I thought, all right, I'm gonna go get the geezer, like, tell him what's going on, hopefully he can fix it. But so I get changed, and you know, I'm faffing around, lock all my stuff away, and yeah, while I'm doing that, this guy, like, I see him walking to go and use the shower, so I kind of gestured over, and I was just like, well, you know, but he was just like on a mission, you know, so I thought, well, fuck it, I'll let him find out for himself. So I'm getting it all sorted, lock the thing, do me code on the padlock and whatnot, and yeah, sure enough, out comes matey boy straight away. It's just like, and he says, like, this was the first time that he said what was soon to become his catchphrase. He just sort of, he's got a towel on, so whatever, not a threat, but he just looks at me, he goes, there is no hot water. I wasn't laughing at the time, but I just sort of gave the little gesture as if to say, like, you know, like, wait there, mate, I'm just going to go see the guy at the front. But I was walking out of the changing room, and sure enough, matey boy sort of he decides to join. So yeah, I was sort of, well, walking through, and he's just in his towel in what's quite a kind of moody gym, and he'd put his towel too high as well. Like, you know how when you get a bit insecure about your gut, the towel goes from waist height first, the first adjustment it goes to the belly button, because I think that makes it look good. And then, well, he had it nip height, so it was a bit of a risk. And yeah, but anyway, having this other bloke there, this ledge, like, we went through the gym, and like, I kind of approached the door. I was like, yeah, sorry to bother you, mate, but you know, the hot water's broken in the shower, can you come and have a look? And then, well, who comes chirping over my shoulder is this sort of naked, betoweled legend, this siren with his catchphrase. Just like, there is a no hot water. And he just sort of like, I think it must have looked to the guy, the staff member, it must have looked like we wanted to shower together, just because of the intensity of this guy. But yeah, end of the story, the hot water didn't get fixed, and I ended up sort of soldering through with the cold, which well, I could have just done that at home. But yeah, I think, well, I was going on about Wim Hof and cold showers a while ago, wouldn't I? But that fell away. But after today, I reckon I'm going to get back on it, you know, out of necessity. Or maybe it's just a fresh whim. Lovely. But all right, that's a nice little out to what became a dragged out story. But yeah, maybe I could sort of steal his catchphrase and shoehorn it into regular life somehow. Any danger of a cup of tea? There is no hot water. Fucking ledge. He just had that sort of, like, calm authority, but he's in a towel up to his nips. So, yeah, there you go. question for you. How did the podcast recommendations go down last time? They're all the sort of big hitters. It's I know I didn't even mention Adventure Boys, but yeah, that's just because they haven't released in a while. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you do want a nice, light-hearted, non-threatening, well-made, funny podcast that's wholesome as shit, good to listen to, get on over to Apple Podcasts, type in Adventure Boys, look for the, well, it's the one with the picture of a, it's got like a black background and there's a sparkly book, red letters, Adventure Boys. Yeah, listen to all of them and then, well, get in touch with how they tell you to get in touch, and hopefully we can get the boys to make some more. That'd be very nice. But all right, let me have a little drink, because this, the way I've taken it, it's just relentlessly uphill. I don't know how I've managed this, but I'm at a little roundabout now, Hailing Park Road, for all that are doing a GPS track. Oh, there we go. Evian, darling. Liv Young. Remember those adverts? It sort of sounded more like they were saying Vivian. Liv Young, Vivian. Our marketing campaign is just for you, Vivian. But Vivian, or whatever, how you say it, in Spanish, that means they lived. So, if you want a lovely little moment, you know, Vivian. I was on Duolingo the other day, and I learned a nice funny little phrase. If you put "I put" into translate, so if you go into Google Translate or whatever, "I put," and then translate that Spanish to English, and you'll just have a nice time. Or maybe I'll put that at the end of this episode. Just do the work for you. But it's a nice little treat. Learning's fun. You'll learn a bit of past tense, and also you'll get hopefully a little chuckle. But Duolingo's been a bit weird actually recently. Like, it's throwing up phrases like "The pig tidied its room yesterday," or "The cows washed their dresses," and, you know, stuff like that. And like, I'll go back onto there and I'll take some screenshots and I'll put it all up on the Instagram. Why not? Finally, we could all learn some phrases other than some that sound like English swear words, but that would be quite good. But yeah, we're getting quite a bit of foot traffic here now. So before I go, I might as well actually go by the namesake of the podcast and give you a little tidbit. So, I think that would be a nice little recurring theme if I can remember, but brace yourselves, strap in. And did you know that Ludacris was, watching all the promotion for the Fast and the Furious film, Ludacris, aka Christopher Brian Bridges, he's Richard Pryor's cousin, comedy legend Richard Franklin Lennox Thomas Pryor. That's fun, isn't it? But fresh out of Wikipedia, so unverified. But yeah, that's as far as this feature's ever gonna go. So just enjoy that little relation. Also related to Monica, if you remember her tunes, but she's a bit of a ledge. Anyway, wow, that's gonna cause a real water cooler moment. All the people, talking about relatives, but brothers, sisters, mothers, cousins. It's all relative, innit? Lovely. Oh, delirious. And we're just going downhill now, as is the content. Perfect. But, Jesus. I tell you what, I could do a little a feature called the Lie of the Week. Because, yeah, I was having a chat with my mate who's living over in Oz the other day. Not little Jimmy Thompson. Hello, Jay, if you're listening. But, yeah, my mate, he said that he got a blowjob in a police car. Like, when was that? Oh, yeah, a few years ago. So non-specific, but yeah, it's not Adam, friend of the show either. My mate Dambo, hello Dambo. He's never going to hear this, but yeah, right. Let's call it a day because this is. I can feel my titties slapping against my chest here, so that's not a good sound. But if you'd like to, well, if you want to add to the show, contribute, get involved, then, or if you even want to come on for a chat, drop a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com, and yeah, subscribe to the show's Instagram. It's good. It's a revision service. No, on Instagram, but yeah, at tidbitspo. So that's tidbitspod without the final D, and yeah, just please give a good rating wherever you're listening and all that. Tell your mates, blah blah blah. Does anyone ever do that? I don't think I do when I listen to podcasts, but remember, I am just a dude. I'm not like the BBC, so it does actually help if you do it for me. That would be lovely. But yeah, have a lovely few days, and I'll catch you next time on episode 35. Imagine. See you later.
I put Bose. I put Bose.
Lovely stuff.